people have been saying for years that man was created from other creatures. This is a total false statement. For I, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, created man. We formed him from the ground. I breathed life into him. And life formed inside my creation. He opened his eyes, looked into my face, and became aware of his surroundings. I created him into my image, the image of what is good, of what is righteous, of the heavenly things. So when you hear that man was created or evolved from other creatures, you're hearing the lie of Satan. Remember, your father Jehovah does not lie. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth does not lie. Remember, the Holy Spirit does not lie. So be it. So be it. I created man, and I will be there when I destroy man. For the things of man have been polluted, been corrupted, and are sinful, and wicked, and evil. You're approaching that time where I will clean this whole universe. Man will be eliminated, and I will create a new world. A new world with all that is clean, all that is pure, all that is righteous. Through my spoken word, this will be done. Everything that's written in the Bible will be completed to the word, to the letter. Many people don't believe in God. That's not God's problem. For the things of God know God. Things of God follow God. Things of God know Jehovah. Know Jesus Christ. Know the Holy Spirit. Man can fool man, but man cannot fool God. All these things that have been pointed out to you in the Bible are correct and true. Some things will be elaborated, will be brought into focus through the coming days, through the coming years, that every spoken word of Jehovah is true, is righteous, is the word of God. You could try to twist it, maneuver it, to say whatever you want, but you will get rewarded for those kinds of things, those wicked, evil manners and ways of man. Some of you think right now this prophecy through Raymundo is made up by Raymundo. There's going to come a day where I will show you this little prophet of mine is speaking my word clearly, directly, and to the point. Some of you are going to hate him. Some of you are going to turn your back on him. That doesn't matter. For he's in my hands. He has a job to do, and we are going to do it. We are going to accomplish the things of God, with the Spirit of God, with the love of God. The word we means the body of Christ, the true body of Christ. Not man's church scattered around the world, trying to act righteous, trying to influence people in man's ways. You know, there is a true church out there. The problem is man's church doesn't recognize it. Man's church can't read the heart. Man's church doesn't know the ways of God. Some of you are going to be shocked. At this present time, I'm showing some of you the reality of God, the reality of the church, man's church. In its evil ways, in the ways of Satan, that it moves like an infectious virus that pollutes everything it touches. But the true body of church, of Jesus Christ, of Jehovah, of the Holy Spirit, does not have a recognized name that man can understand and follow. This unnamed church that lies under the water is going to shake, is going to rattle this planet with the values of Jehovah, with the values of Jesus Christ. That's my true body, the hidden church, the church that gets kicked around, that nobody wants to hear. But things of man are the things of man. Things of God are the things of God. You're at the end of this timeline of this little planet. I'll tell you and I tell you and I tell you, but only a few will know that I'm telling the truth. But that few are millions and millions and millions and millions of people. But that few is still a small number compared to the overall number of people on this planet. I want to take my remnant, those that hear my voice, those that cry when they hear my voice, those that weep in the heart, for I know and they know they belong to me. They have struggles like everyone else. Many are still blind, but slowly but surely I will open their eyes to show them the truth through the Bible, through prayer, through communion, through seeking my son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Some have money, some do not have anything. But money is not important. The only thing that's important is what's in their heart and how they relate to the other brothers and sisters. There's going to be tense moments between man's church and my church. It's clear, it's direct, to the point. Man's church will lose. They will be annihilated. They will be destroyed by the beast. They follow the beast. They go with the beast. Theologies of some of these churches make me wonder. Make me wonder how they could possibly believe in righteousness, in the truth. Though they use the same Bible, their wicked ways, their evil ways, twist the word of God for their own purposes. What a shame. What a shame for that book. That Bible was created to save the righteous. But people can do what they want with what they have. They can obey me or obey themselves, man, the devil. The list is so long, I won't bother to go through it. People must recognize the voice of God in their hearts, in their spirits. They learn the evil ways very easily. The ways of God are true, are righteous, are clean. There is a point in time where there won't be any more time. Some of you don't believe it. Some of you can't comprehend it. Most of you will die a violent death, a swift death. Some of you will die very slowly. So be it. So be it. For I warned you, and I warned you, and I warned you. Through Raymundo, through other prophets, through other times, through your churches, and you still are determined to do it your way. There's going to be a serpent coming your way with the fangs of the devil that's going to try to eat this planet. Things that must be, but remember, listen to the prophets of God, read the Bible, pray, and pray. For I will not abandon my sheep. I will not abandon my church. All that are mine will be saved. Not one will be lost. You have my word on it. Not one will be lost. Remember, the days are coming to an end. Pray, pray, pray. For the ways of God are strange to the ways of man. If you want to come to heaven, if you believe that God created man, you belong to me. If you believe that man came from monkeys, you belong to the devil. And with the devil you will live for all the days that are days. Remember these words through my prophet. My little Raymundo is suffering, trying to figure out how he's going to pay his bills, set up this new computer, and all the things of life that he has to do. But he knows, and I know, that what I have said is the truth. He knows, and I know, he will accomplish his goal. He will get his computer, and he'll broadcast it to the world at the right time, at the right place, with the power and the vengeance of God. He will accomplish his task. So remember, for those who laugh, live with Satan for all the days that are days. For this is not a joke. This is for real. Remember, Jehovah does not lie. Jesus Christ does not lie. the Holy Spirit does not lie. We will shake and wrap this universe until the end. So hurry, pray, 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 pray with everything you have. Open the Bible and read and read and read. Have communion. Seek your brothers in the streets, your neighbors, anybody you could find. But this is going to affect everyone, and I mean everyone. So be it, so be it, so be it.